Please be 18.
Ricky Bobby may not be the brightest bulb in the pack, but he definitely knows how to pull away from the pack as he drives his Team Wonderbread car to win one championship after another.
Uh-oh. Yep, I'm flying through the air. This is not good.
I'm on fire! You're on fire!
You're not on fire, Ricky Bobby!
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Tom Cruise! Tom Cruise, use your witchcraft to get the fire off me!
A crisis of confidence sends Ricky Bobby's career into a spin-out, but through determination, grit, and, well, just plain ignorance, he climbs back behind the wheel.
Listen, you better be careful, because tomorrow you're going to get beaten. Beaten real bad, cowboy.
Really?
Yes!
And I want to know. That's me.
Talladega Nights is co-written and directed by Adam McKay, who began his collaboration with Will Ferrell on the TV sketch comedy show Saturday Night Live. McKay says this auto racing comedy is in the tradition of their 2004 hit comedy film about a TV newscaster, Anchorman, the Legend of Ron Burgundy.
The very first idea we had was just the name Ricky Bobby. Like, as soon as we had that, Will started doing the character, and we're like, all right, I think we can do a movie based on this.
Like all professional sports, the NASCAR circuit is filled with flamboyant personalities. But Will Ferrell won't admit to basing this film's central character on any one of them.
You know, I can't really say that it came from any one person or thought or anything. It just, as Adam and I wrote the script, it just evolved, and he had just kind of an amalgamation in my mind of the brash, cocky Southern race car driver, you know. It's just our fun way of playing around with the stereotype.
However, very aware of how serious NASCAR fans are about the races, Ferrell insists the film is not mocking them or their passion for fast cars.
When we started talking to NASCAR, we were very clear that we wanted to show off the sport in terms of the actual racing. We wanted to make that look real and intense and make that as authentic as possible. This wasn't a movie for us about making fun of characters sitting in the stands and the fans so much. It was more about these outlandish characters that existed in this world. So, you know, we feel like we kind of struck that balance between having fun but not poking too much fun.
We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell. I just want to take time to say thank you for my family. My two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger. And, of course, my red-hot, smoking wife, Carly, who's a stone-cold fox.
Mm. Sexy Carly Bobby is played with gusto and really tight outfits by Leslie Bibb.
Sometimes people think less is more. Carly thinks more is more. You know, like, I love her because she's so blunt. Like, don't ask her opinion, because you will not like the response. She's sort of like a knife, and she always does it with a smile, which is very Southern, I think. It's with a smile, so it's okay.
We just came up with a new nickname.
Oh, that is. It's so good.
We got a new
it's
nickname, so the Magic Man. Now you see me? Now
I
you don't.
That was the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
Is it, Ricky? Because I think you wish you thought of it.
All right, you got me. That's an awesome nickname.
John C. Reilly co-stars as Ricky Bobby's teammate and sidekick, Cal Naughton Jr.
I really like that about Will and Adam, that they don't try to dumb down their material. They're not afraid of putting really, like, intellectual, weird things into these big, broad comedies, you know? Like, when I'm in the final race and I'm talking to my crew chief about how to process what just happened with me and Ricky, and Adam would be going, like, say, like, when Kierkegaard wrote that, you know, the relativity of, you know, like, all this crazy, I'm like, what do you mean, Kierkegaard? What are you talking about, Adam? He's like, just say it.
Ferrell calls it a balancing act between clever verbal humor and silly slapstick physical comedy.
While these types of comedies are extremely broad, we still like to have the audience kind of come away with these different types of clever lines and that sort of thing. And, you know, that's just a mixture of the actors we find who are able to improvise and our awesome writing.
Boys, how was school today?
Well, the teacher asked me what was the capital of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I said Washington, D.C.
Bingo.
She said, no, you're wrong.
I'm so proud of you boys. You remind me of me.
precocious and full of wonderment.
Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, also features English comic actor Sacha Baron Cohen of Da Ali G Show fame and Oscar nominee Amy Adams, and cameos by several real-life NASCAR champions, including Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Darrell Waltrip. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.